Okay, imagine this. A cold war that didn't really end. One that, I don't know, burrowed underground, fought with jeans, not bombs, silent.
That's pretty much the territory we're exploring today, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got some unsettling pieces, classified documents from back then, a really cryptic final message, and, well, the guy who tried to warn everyone just vanished.
Right, a whistleblower who just disappeared off the map.
So our mission here, our deep dive, is to try and connect these disturbing threads, see what they might be telling us about, well, everything around us.
Let's start back in 1972. You mentioned documents. These surfaced in Alaska, apparently, an old abandoned military site.
Project Theta 5, that's what they called it.
And this wasn't your standard research project. The files point to a hidden division within the Department of Defense, autonomous.
Pushing human evolution through genetic engineering. That sounds ambitious for the 70s.
Beyond ambitious. Radical manipulation, like directed mutation, on a scale it's hard to even grasp now.
And the results, the files didn't describe super soldiers, did they?
No, something else entirely. Altered. The term used was fundamentally no longer human.
What did that mean, practically?
Well, reinforced bone structures, for one, cognitive abilities far beyond ours, and maybe the most chilling part, zero empathy, a complete lack.
They looked human.
That's the kicker. Near identical appearance. You wouldn't know just by looking.
Which is terrifying. It opens the door for infiltration.
Exactly. Not an invasion you can see coming. A quiet replacement. The documents hinted at this strategy. Rapid learning curves.
Mimicking emotions.
Meticulously. A perfect disguise. And this was happening supposedly during the peak of the Cold War. While everyone's watching the missiles, this other thing might be taking root.
It makes you rethink that whole era, doesn't it? All that suspicion, the arms race. Was it partly a distraction?
Or maybe just focused on the wrong threat. What if the real danger wasn't an external enemy, but something already integrating?
Learning us, adapting, finding places in the, the structures of power, maybe.
That's the unnerving possibility. The Cold War had clear lines. This suggests a battlefield that's everywhere, inside our own systems.
What kind of weaknesses could they exploit if they're smart and have no empathy?
Anything based on trust, perhaps? Emotional connection, things they can fake.
Okay, so fast forward, 1994, the Cold War's over, supposedly.
Right. Then this guy, Jonathan Clem, emerges, former agent.
And he goes public with something explosive.
He claimed, flat out, that three high-ranking government officials were not human.
Directly linking back to Theta 5, potentially.
If he was credible, it validates the most extreme reading of those files. It suggests the project wasn't just theoretical or contained. It suggests it worked, and they were out.
And then what happens to Clem?
Days later, he's gone. Vanished.
Ow.
Apartment door locked from the inside. A light left on. No struggle. Nothing forced. Just gone. Erased.
Who does that? How is that even possible? So clean.
The details are what make it so disturbing. Locked from inside. It suggests it wasn't an outside force breaking in. The light suggests it was sudden.
Almost like he was just plucked out.
And then there's what he left.
On the mirror, right, scrawled there.
We're already here.
Wow. Okay. Three words. That just changes everything.
It connects directly back to the Theta 5 documents,
Perfect.
doesn't it? It's like a confirmation from the
A
inside.
confirmation and a statement, almost like a taunt.
It definitely suggests awareness, maybe even confidence on their part, that the infiltration is successful.
We're already here. It forces you to stop looking out there for threats, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The danger might not be coming, it might be integrated, part of the system, faces you see every day.
Think about the Cold War paranoia again. Maybe it wasn't just about nukes and spies in the traditional sense.
Maybe there was a deeper subconscious sense that something was off, something fundamental about appearances.
So, beings, superior intelligence, perfect emotional mimicry, no empathy, in positions of influence.
What would their goals even be? Would they care about human survival? Human progress?
Or would they just manipulate things for ends we can't even guess? Reshape society slowly from within.
That lack of empathy is the core issue, I think. It implies a potential disregard for our well-being, our values, like we're just resources or obstacles.
No, we have to be careful here. We're dealing with, classified files, potentially dubious origins for some info, and the word of a man who then vanished.
Right. There's no smoking gun in the traditional sense, no definitive, publicly verifiable proof. It's fragments. unsettling fragments.
But the lack of concrete proof is almost part of the problem, isn't it? It leaves this void.
Exactly. That ambiguity lets the doubt creep in. It makes you question the baseline reality you accept every day.
Especially that mimicry aspect. If they can fake emotions perfectly, how do you ever know?
How do you discern real connection, real sympathy, real anger, if it can all be imitated flawlessly?
Can you trust anyone? Your own judgment, even?
But it hits at the very foundation, right? Trust, yeah. Empathy, the things that hold society together. So those could be faked by beings with alien motives.
You know, our connections are social contracts. They could be meaningless, just performances.
So that's the picture that emerges. A Cold War project that might not have ended. Beings that look like us, walking among us.
And the one person who tried to expose it is gone, leaving that chilling message.
Clem's disappearance, his words. They cast this incredibly long shadow. It's not just about silencing one person. It's about potentially suppressing a reality-shattering truth.
It really forces you, or maybe compels you, to look at the world differently. Major decisions, societal shifts.
Could there be an unseen hand? A non-human logic influencing events? Subtly guiding things? Operating completely outside our understanding of empathy.
And that really brings us to the core of it, doesn't it?
The erosion of certainty. Questioning what's fundamentally real.
We've walked through the documents, the disappearance, the message, the pieces are there. Disturbing, incomplete.
Leaving that lingering uncertainty.
So the final question, the one that might just stick with you after this, is how much of this world is even real?